Shalom, 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 peace and favors, my beloved servants of the Most High Yah, my beloved servants of the Most High Yah. Family, if you feel and sense that I am drained, your girl is drained, okay? Look, family, we must really protect our peace, protect our sanity, okay? We must stop allowing people and their negative energies around us, okay? People be upset for the smallest things. People don't have no type of positive energy that they can just give away. You see what I'm saying? They're always negative, always just in their box, in their feelings, okay? They don't know. Confirmation. They don't even know how to enjoy themselves because they have so much stuff on their mind, okay? Look, family, we must protect our energy, okay? Our Ruach HaKodesh. We must protect it from these draining, soul-sucking people, okay? Because you'll be around somebody, you'll be in the best of energies, okay? You have the best positive ways of thinking, okay? There's nothing on your mind, beloved, okay? You just trying to enjoy life. And then you have this one negative Nancy. The person don't even have to say nothing, but you can just see their vibe, okay? You sense their energy, okay? And it's so draining, okay? And you be like, man, why am I around this person? Why am I around this person? And to be honest, this person has never changed, okay? It's always something day after day, time after time. It's ridiculous, okay? These people need to really sit back and self-evaluate themselves, beloved. Because we don't want to keep getting drained. We trying to, look, it's already too much stuff in this world going on, beloved, as it is, okay? We want to protect our peace, okay? We want to enjoy life, okay? Because life is too short, okay? We can't be worried about people and their issues and these people that's being all up in their box, okay? We got to protect our energy, okay? Because I'm drained, okay? I'm so drained that I can't sit and really try to get in tune with the Most High Yahuwah, okay? I have to literally, hallelujah, I have to literally, like, have the Father, like, purge me from these people, okay? Because their energy is so draining, okay? I'm tired of being around people that's draining, okay? Look, life already has its ups and downs, okay? We all know that, okay? But we want to enjoy life as much as we can, okay? Without worrying about everything that's going on, okay? We just want to go out, enjoy nature, okay? Enjoy some things without having negative stuff on your mind, okay? You want to be able to go out and be able to still meditate, clear your mind, but enjoy yourself at the same time, okay? Look, y'all, stay away from these folks, okay? If these folks have negative energies, okay, you just need to politely tell them, like, look, stay your way, okay? Let the Father purge you out. And then when it's time, maybe you could come around if the Father wants us to be acquainted with each other, okay? But baby girl, baby boy, you need to really, really, really let the Father purge you, okay? Because you got too much stuff on your mind, okay? You got things that you just can't change. And if you can't change it, okay, let the Father take control, okay? Stop crying over spoiled milk, hallelujah. If you can't change the situation, just let the Father do it, okay? Okay? Stop worrying about what you don't have. Stop worrying about what you can't do, hallelujah. Because the Father will give you that time and place that you are able to do some things, okay? But right now, He needs you to just relax. Sit back, reevaluate some things over your life, okay? He needs you to be still. Hallelujah. Look, my birds acting up. They're acting up. Hallelujah. This confirmation for somebody. Hallelujah. The Father needs you to sit still and let Him know that He is Yahuwah. He is our Elohim. Hallelujah. He needs you to sit still, beloved. Hallelujah. So He can work the things out, because He said you stressing over things that you have no control over, because it's out of your hands, beloved. And then you go around people who's in good spirits, that has all the positive energy, and you got the nerve to be around people that you like, you just sucking the energy out of people. Look, spirits are Ruach, they are easily transferred. Hallelujah. Being around somebody, even listening to a person, okay, touching a person, giving a person a hug, whatever the case may be, however you interact. Hallelujah. The Father is really speaking through my birth for confirmation for somebody. However it is for you, beloved. Hallelujah. However it is, you need to just let the Father purge, okay? Because these spirits be transferring. If you got good energy, hallelujah, if you in good graces and you got these negative people around you, they want to drain your energy because they want to feel what you feel, okay? They don't even have to say two words to you. It's just the look on their face, they vibe, they energy that they give off, beloved, that you know something ain't right, okay? Look, we in the seasons of favor. We in the season of blessings, okay? Regardless of your situation, the Father is showering down on us, beloved, okay? You have to be really protective of your energy, of your peace, okay? Because if these folks come around you draining you, sucking the life out of you, then that's on you at this point, okay? You have to really be able to remove yourself from certain people at times, okay? Okay, you might can't invite these people out, especially if they're going through trials and tribulations, okay? Because you don't want to go through their mishaps, okay? You don't want to go through their struggles, okay? Because, you know, Ruachs, our spirits are easily transferred from a look, from words, from touch, okay? Being just real close by, you could receive people energy, okay? That's why I don't like touching people half the time. That's why I don't like talking to a lot of people half the time. That's why I don't like hugging people, okay? Because you don't know what type of energy that they have, that they Ruachs have, okay? So, beloved, please, 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 look, the Father's trying to really level us up, okay? He's trying to level up his people, so we must protect our peace from these negative energy, okay? These negative Nancys, okay? Okay, we have to really protect our peace, okay? Because if not, they go drain you, okay? You will be sounding just like me. Let me tell y'all something, I barely can get out the bed. Because I feel drained because of the energy that was around me, okay? Look, child, we gotta do better, okay? We gotta do better. Our Father gives us discernment, okay? If you feel like the person energy is off, beloved, kindly let them know, like, okay, we can reschedule, okay? We can do this another day, okay? Maybe we could talk another day, okay? Because you need to protect your peace, okay? Because we can't have two folks, all these folks, with all this negative energy just spreading around, okay? We need to have some type of positive, because let me tell y'all something, family. We are the light. These folks want to be around the light, hallelujah. And the Father has given them, has let them have some type of access to us, okay? But then we have to really protect our peace, because even though the Father allows some certain people around us, beloved, okay? Because it's a reason why these folks is around us, because we are their light. We are the light of our world and their world and of this world. We are the light, okay? But so we have to really be careful, because we have this light, beloved. Family, we have this light over us, okay? And these folks want this light. They want to have some of that energy, okay? That they would suck and drain everything out of us because of their negativity. Family, protect your peace, protect your spirit, protect that Ruach HaKodesh. Put the full armor of our Father on every day, whether you are acquainted with these people, whether you call them your sister, your brother, your auntie, your uncle, your dog, okay, your cousin, it don't matter. Who do you call them, okay? You have to protect your peace, okay? Because these folks be letting the devil use them and don't be realizing it, beloved. These folks be having Satan use them and don't realize it, okay? They be draining you from their negativity, from their thoughts, from their words they speak, okay? They drain you because of the jealousy, the envy, okay? Look, let me tell y'all something. One thing about us set apart ones, okay, of the Father will let us know, okay? We could just look at the person. The Father will just like, look, this was going on. They don't even have to utter a single word. We know that's discernment, okay? We know when somebody's spirit is off, beloved, okay? So we have to protect ourselves, okay? Hallelujah, protect ourselves, okay? Look, I know you probably want to still talk to that person, okay? But let that person be purged by the Father, okay? And the Father wants you to come around that person. He will bring y'all back in acquaintance, okay? But right now, it's time to cut some people off, because it's draining you, okay? Look, y'all, I'm tired of being drained. It's like I'm in stuck mode. Family, I've been in stuck mode, okay? I'm tired of being in stuck mode, family, okay? I don't want to be in stuck mode because everything has been going great for me and my family, okay? Even through these trials and tribulations, the Father has still been leveling us up, anointing us, okay? He's been really giving us favor, okay? And I thank the Father for that, even through these hard times, okay? And I want to protect every positive energy that I have, okay? So, whoever this is for, beloved, it's time to not cut them off. You know what I'm saying? You could just put them to the side. Thank you, Father. Put them to the side and let the Father just deal with these folks, okay? Because these folks just don't realize how Satan is using them to drain other people because of their thoughts, their communication, their energy, okay? They're not even knowing that they're being used by Satan, okay? Because they're so busy in their head, in their thoughts, okay? And let me tell y'all again, family, that the devil loves our mind, okay? That's his playground, okay? So if he could corrupt your mind, okay, have you worry about things that you can't change, okay? Worrying about things that you just can't change, okay? The devil loves to play with that, okay? He will mind, oh, I don't want to say that word because it's of the world, but he will mind, Father, what's the word I can use? He will play with your mind, okay? Put it that way. He will play with your mind, beloved, okay? And that is this playground. The mind is the devil's playground. So once he has access to your mind, beloved, there's open doors to all this negative energy. It's open doors for you not to receive your blessings. It's opening doors for you to be stagnant. It's opening doors for you to have lack. Look. Clear your thoughts. Hallelujah. Meditate. The Father loves for us to meditate. Now, we ain't supposed to do no yoga. Okay? It's not of us. Okay? It's not of the Father. Yoga is demonic. Okay? If you don't believe me, do some research about it. Hallelujah. He's in confirmation from the Father. He's using my birds. Yoga is demonic. But you could take a walk in the park. You could go out in nature and just clear your mind. Okay? Go somewhere you could just walk the lake. Walk the park. Clear your mind that way, okay? Meditate. Meditate on his scripture. Meditate on his word. Hallelujah. Meditate on the promises that he promised you, beloved, in your personal life, okay? Meditate. Let the Father purge you out, okay? And you need to distance yourself for a while, okay? Go MIA for a while. Missing in action, okay? So the Father could just renew your mind, renew your Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the Father purge you, okay? Because you are being really toxic. Whoever this for, you are toxic. So toxic, but it's driving you crazy, beloved. It's like I can see your head spinning, and it's toxic. It is not of the Father. It's of Satan, okay? So let the Father purge you, beloved, and just go MIA. Family, I'm not saying cut these folks off because the Father has a purpose on why these people are in your life because you are the light. Hallelujah. And he needs your light to shine down on them so they could experience him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Okay. So the Father just wants us to kind of put them to the side so he could just work in their lives. Hallelujah. Okay. And when the time is right, the Father will let you go pick them back up. Okay. He'll have you swerve back around, pick them back up. I'm like, okay. Okay. It's time to jump back in. Okay. Hallelujah. Look, y'all. Today is Monday. I don't celebrate these pagan holidays, so I'm going to relax. I'm going to take these kids to the lake. Okay, let them walk the lake. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to the little African festival again, I believe. So I'm going to walk it again, okay? Because I went Saturday. I ain't going to stunt. I went Saturday, and it was so amazing. Like, the culture is so amazing, okay? And I had nothing on my mind, okay? But I left drained, okay? I'm being honest. I left drained, okay? Drained from people, okay? So, family, enjoy y'all Monday, okay? Please don't be celebrating these pagan holidays if you are out there, okay? Just go out. If you have an off day today, just go out in some nature. Just walk it, okay? Do some meditation, okay? Just let the Father just renew your mind and your soul and your Ruach today, because right now some of us need it because we are absolutely drained, okay? So, by that being said, may the shalom of our Father Yahuwah be with you.